Welcome to Jumpstart Your Career podcast. If you're ready to switch gears and master an effective strategy for your career journey, you are in the right place. You don't have to struggle in your job interviews alone. You can use this podcast as a roadmap to navigate the roadblocks. This is a place where you can develop a new strategy, the self-confidence and skill to put yourself in the driving seat of your job interview. Your career journey is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, career coach. Let's get started on today's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Jumpstart Your Career podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, careers coach at Purple Transitions Personal Growth. I hope you've had a really relaxing weekend and you managed to recharge your batteries. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners to the podcast, welcome back all the returning listeners, and thank you those of you who have recently subscribed. The podcast's reach is expanding at a rapid rate. The podcast is now attracting a global audience across 82 countries who tune in regularly. Again, thank you so much for all your support. Today, I'm going to be exploring time management strategies on how to work smarter, not harder. Now, our biggest obstacle in achieving our goals is not managing our time effectively. We need to have order in our lives. That's a real important factor in achieving success. Time is one of our most precious resources. We all have 24 hours in each day, and we need to start optimizing the workday so that we can achieve success in our careers. Before we continue with today's episode, I'd like to invite you to sign up to the Jumpstart Your Career newsletter. By signing up, you'll receive a free interview checklist and preparation worksheets. The newsletter is packed with insider tips and expert advice. So if you sign up today, you'll ensure you'll have all the tips that you need to succeed. And I've put the link in the show notes of this episode. I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so you'll never miss an episode. Now I'm going to start today's topic with a quote. It's by Harvey McKay. And the quote is, "Time is free, but it is priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you will never get it back." So I'm going to share some key strategies to help you transform your workday. Now, the key to productivity is optimizing how you approach your time. Now, strategy number one is Pareto's 80-20 rule, which was coined by Vilfredo Pareto, who was an Italian economist and sociologist. Pareto discovered that 80% of the results comes from 20% of the activities. The key is to identify the top 20% of your tasks. So if you have 10 tasks to complete, what are the top two that you want to accomplish? Now, when you've identified the top tasks that you want to complete, you need to allocate time slots to these tasks. Concentrate on working on these tasks. You need to be really laser focused. Number two is managing your procrastination. Alan Lakin described a technique called the Swiss cheese method. If you've been avoiding completing a task, break it into smaller tasks and just do one of the smaller tasks. Number three, work backwards from your goal. The term "start with the end in mind" was referred to as habit number two by Stephen Covey in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Now imagine what a productive workday would look like for you. And this will reveal the most important tasks that you need to do. And you can use this as a frame of reference to guide you through your day-to-day decisions so you're working towards your most important tasks and daily goals. Number four, use to-do lists, calendars, planners to manage your time. Post-its are another useful thing. I like to use lots of post-its on my wall. Number five, limit social media and email. Now, one of the things I did, I remove social media apps from my phone and instead I log onto my social media on my desktop. And it's reduced the time that I spend on social media significantly. And I'm not tempted to check my social media at all until the end of the day. I put my phone on silent if I'm working on important tasks. What I like to do, I have time slots during the day, for example, 4 times a day, where I check emails. And I also have email alerts on in the event that important emails might come in from clients or key stakeholders. Number 6, take regular breaks. Now, working non-stop can lead to burnout and decrease your productivity. So factor in some short, regular breaks into your day to recharge your mind and improve your overall concentration. Number 7, time blocking. Block out time slots when you will not take calls or be interrupted. And these will be your do not disturb periods. You can allocate specific time blocks to complete your tasks and you'll find you'll be extremely productive. And number 8, be flexible. Always plan time for interruptions or distractions or unplanned emergencies. Plan time for when things might go wrong. So remember, working smarter is about optimizing your efforts to achieve better results in less time. Now, if you incorporate these strategies into your daily routine, you'll be able to transform your work and enjoy a more productive and balanced work day. And that's it in a nutshell, how to work smarter, not harder. And that brings us to the end of this episode. Remember, if you need any help with job interviews or you're thinking about changing your career, you can sign up for our newsletter and free interview checklists and worksheets. You can click the link in the show notes or head over to our website, purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. I really appreciate you all for supporting this podcast. As I said earlier, the podcast is growing rapidly and now attracting a global audience across 82 countries. Who tune in regularly. I invite you to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review on your favourite podcast platform. If there are any questions you'd like me to answer in the podcast, drop me an email. My email address is sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk, and I wish anyone who has an interview coming up the best of luck. Have a great week and I'll see you in the next episode. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking, don't settle. A quote by Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. My mission is to help you if you are at the crossroads in your career or you have an interview coming up. You can email me at sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk.